We are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids!
It's wintertime in Maryland,
and we have very cold winters here.
Sometimes we get lots of snow.
Do you remember last year when we had almost 3 feet of snow? Do you remember that storm?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you guys have a lot of fun in that snow?
Yeah.
I fell and my brother had to help me up.
You fell where? Into the snow and you couldn't get out because it was surrounding you? Yeah. Ooh, that could be scary. How about you, Luke?
We jumped off of our deck and our playset. It was so deep.
So you wouldn't do that without the snow there, though? That would be
and
pretty.
And we jumped off our deck, too.
Yeah? 3 feet of snow. It was crazy, wasn't it? Yeah, Maggie.
Well, we go to this one place, and they have a lot of hills, and we sled down there. And, like, we got our driveway plowed, and we made this little, like, tunnel out of the snow that was at the end of the driveway. Oh.
You can have snowball fights.
Okay.
And also you can make snow angels.
Tell me how you make a snow angel.
I lay on the ground and then I move my arms and legs.
Yeah, but don't you think it's very important to just completely fall back right into the snow and let the snow catch you so you don't sit down first?
You have to be, like, careful when you get up so you don't, like, mess it up or anything.
That's right, because you don't want to mess up her skirt or the wings.
Right.
Yeah. Now, what do you have to do when you go out into the snow?
You have to have a coat and, like, scarves and hats and gloves.
Do you get all bundled up and put
boots.
That scarf, wrap that scarf around like 3 times and tie it and then you can hardly...
And then you can't move.
Move. Yeah.
I liked when you go outside and get all cold, then go inside and have hot chocolate.
I like to eat the snow.
Eat the snow.
Snowball.
That's just like
they
those snowballs. Yeah. I like to catch the snowflakes on my tongue. You guys like to do that?
Yeah.
Let's all try it right now. Stick your tongues out. Here we go.
It's snowing, the snow's falling down, it's snowing, falling on the ground, it's snowing, I love snowy days, I love to go outside and play,
I know something we can do,
but only when it snows,
build a snowman.
Winter is a season for snow. The days are shorter and colder. The nights are longer and darker, and every season is different, right?
Yeah.
Winter is the coldest season, though, isn't it? Yeah. The Bible says There's a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. What would it be like if we had snow every day of the year? Caroline?
Well, it would be hard because it would be hard to get to the grocery store if you couldn't drive, like, through the snow. And also, if you lost electricity, you couldn't eat that much, like, stuff, so.
Okay. Yeah, Ryan?
I think it would be boring, really boring after a while because sometimes you want hot weather and instead of cold weather.
Yeah, you just get kind of tired when it's the same thing each day. Yeah. Becca?
I would miss the flowers in the springtime and all those sunsets in springtime.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and Alexa?
Like, when it snowed, it wouldn't be special anymore. It would be just like, yeah, whatever.
Sometimes we don't take enough time to really think about how creative our Heavenly Father is. Think about everything that God has made. It would be hard to think about everything, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah, long time.
But let's think of some things that God has made for you to make your life wonderful or to help you or to what else?
Make your life more interesting.
Okay, more interesting.
He provided school to make you smart.
Okay.
He provided people to help you and care for you.
Exactly. Okay. So let's just think about how creative God is. You know, he created everything we see and everything we hear and everything we smell and everything we touch. And what kind of things, besides the snow, we talked about snow a lot today, what other things do you enjoy that God has created?
I like in the fall time when you go outside and you rake the leaves and then you can jump in them and you make the pile, like, mess up. But
yeah. You like the smells of fall?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the smell of burning leaves.
Yes. And, yeah, Alexa?
I like spring because everything's green again, and after the winter, there's, like, all this new life and all the baby animals and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we go to this one place on vacation, and there's really pretty sunsets, so we like to sit out on the steps and watch the sunset over the water.
I think when you sit and watch a sunset, you really think of God, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when you climb a mountain and you're on a mountaintop or you look out over a beautiful forest, do you think of God then?
Yeah.
Anytime, anywhere, look around and see God's beautiful creation.
This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas. His hand.
Understand all that he has done and who he is, the more we will want to serve him.
The more we will want to tell others about him.
The more we will want to worship him.
And give him glory. Psalm 66 says, "Shout with joy to God, all the earth.
Sing the glory of his name.
Make his praise glorious.
Say to God, how awesome are your deeds.
All the earth bows down to you.
They sing praise to you.
They sing praise to your name.
Come and see what God has done.
Psalm 8 says, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
You have set your glory above the heavens.
When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers,
the moon and the stars which you have set in place,
what is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him?
You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor.
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Praise the Lord, the heavens adore him. Praise him, angels in the high. Sun and moon rejoice before him. Praise him, all the stars of light. Praise the Lord, for he has spoken words his mighty voice obeyed. Laws which never shall be broken, for the guidance he has made.
Let's pray. Dear Father, we praise you, we love you, and we thank you. You created this beautiful world, heaven and earth. Each snowflake was designed by you. Each star was placed in the sky by you. You made the seasons. You created everything.
As we live each day, help us to see you more in the world around us. Help us to hear your voice as you guide us and give us opportunities to share your love and the good news of Jesus with others. In his holy name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
And remember, enjoy the winter. Look around and see all the wonder that God created. And if you build a snowman, don't forget to thank God for the snow.
The days will be colder and darker in winter.
But you can always warm your heart by thinking about how much God loves you.
And you can warm someone else's heart by telling them how much God loves them.
In winter, summer, spring, or fall, in every season,
his love will make you shine. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.